Lent 40 workdays ever was, with just 6 Sundays more, but 3 horned beasts at Aberdeen intends to make 80. For now they want but only 6, as clearly may appear, and if they continue with their old tricks, they shall want none next year. But for to know one task should be, their errors to discover, it still should the first Sunday fall after the Jews' Passover, which falls this year April 7th, as Jews do reckon all the 14th day of Nisan month it every year must fall. The month of Nisan doth begin, as best informed I am, the first change of the moon each year that fall o'er the ram. On March 24th this year, the change doth fall at night, then after that count 14 days, April 7th comes right. Then Sunday next for Pasch you'll find, April 12th will be Good Friday, still near the full moon, all authors doth agree. Which made Dionysius to say, the world's at an end, or else the God of nature must suffer, this is well kenned. Because the darkness that was then did fall near the full moon, then certainly the moon, he knew, could not eclipse the sun. But all the feasts are wrong this year, save Argol, which is strange, for all their almanacs makes Pasch but 4 days from the change. Edinburgh's true almanac is right, as all the world may see, but those set out at Aberdeen still worse and worse they be. For since that past doth rule the rest, as wing and others show, then 6 weeks and 5 days count back for fastens even to know. Then count just 7 weeks after past, for to find Whit Sunday, and ye shall find it fall this year on the last day of May. But this they do not understand, it is for them too deep, although the ram do bed a bell amongst a flock of sheep. They do pretend to much learning in Latin and in Greek, and yet they neither can well writ nor yet good Latin speak. For prima cornu they do say, it is not Latin good, whereas the sense do clearly show that Stella's understood. If Master Duncan understood the grammar rules aright, the rule eclipses he would mind, and that would set him right. And yet of learning he will boast, and unlearned others call, but he that braggeth most thereof hath oft times least of all. Now ye that doth intend this year to keep your fares aright, that doth depend upon these feasts, cause banish from your sight these almanacs of Aberdeen, with others of that kind, or else your fares will err a week, which ye too true will find. For if these who at fairs do use come but a week too late, and find these fairs is past and gone, they will look wondrous plate. Since Robin in Aberdeen deceased, it is near 40 years, and ever since their almanacs hath still been jock the lears. Yet they'll rely on Aberdeen, because it had the name, but when they see it e'er so much, thereof they will think shame, and say the city Edinburgh is the metropolitan, wherein all arts is truly taught, that's for the use of man. If any man will this deny, let him take this debate, and Mr. Duncan now defend, or else he'll come too late. for now he stands upon the stage. The day is almost lost, although in London he did teach, which causeth him to boast. But such a master he hath been, as Lilly to us show, whom he did first in London meet, the like he ne'er did know. They always combat all the works which other men hath done. If they them want like Aesop's dog, they'll bark even at the moon.